A brighter and mostly dry day with sunny intervals elsewhere. BBC News at 3 minutes past five. I'll have the headlines at 5:30.
And a very good morning to one and all. Nove, has Dedicote got himself incarcerated in Dedicote Towers again?
Yeah, we've had him locked up for the night. You know, he's not allowed out.
He's not at Paddington Green Police Station.
Padded pyjamas.
Padded pyjamas. Sounds good to me. Welcome on board. As I say, good morning, everyone. What I want to know is where you're listening and did you see any of the stars, the shooting stars? Don't feel it growing, that is the Doobingtons. Has the date filtered into your consciousness yet? Yes, it's Friday the 13th. A disaster! Don't panic, Mr. Mannering. Well, has anyone seen any of these shooting stars that we were meant to have seen all last night? I must admit, I had one of those nights last night. I woke up at 1:20. I mean, I know I've said this to you so many times, but I'm on some a bit of antibiotics because I've had a chest infection Tuesday and Wednesday. And I know these things. If I don't do something, you know, they take hold and then I can't come into work and I don't want to miss you, you see. And I think they've made me dream. Well, I know they've made me dream because I don't normally have these exhilarating dreams. But I wake up at about 1 o'clock and do the usual pee whittling, look out of window, no stars, get back to bed, feeling as bright as a button. And then, of course, the alarm goes at 3:00. And as a dear friend of mine, a fellow broadcorper, said to me the other day, he said, well, of course, 3:00 is the most common time when you die. I said, well, thanks a bunch. But the dreaming with these pills, has it happened to anybody else? I mean, it can't just be me. I think they're only mild penicillin. Is that? No, you can't probably say that. Maybe all antibiotics are the same. I woke up thinking I was Prince Charles with delusions of grandeur. And it took me about 5 minutes sitting on the side of the bed thinking, who am I? What am I? Why am I awake? What's going on? I still don't know. Found a pass that said BBC, so I just came in. Best I could do, really. She moves like she don't care. Oh, it's a bit energetic, that, isn't it? Old Blondie and Maria at, 13? Very nearly, if I squint a bit, 13 minutes past five. I'm just going to pull that microphone down a bit, if you don't mind. It's a little threatening. Dear Lady Penelope... Thank you. I've been out delivering milk on my... Oh, I ought to be able to do a bit about... Yes, I can do that. I can do that. I've been out delivering milk on my round since 1:30 a.m. I saw about half a dozen shooting stars before it clouded over. That's Tobacco Jack near Southend in Essex. I'd love to see a shooting star. I don't think... It's pitch dark still at the moment down here in the south. And Dominic in Inverness. Good morning, Dominic. As yet, you've been very useful to us down here in the south. Sadly, no shooting stars on looking up to the sky, just a face full of rain. God hates Scottish stargazers, it would seem. And hello, I'm back in Somerset now, but I was at Chesil Beach fishing with my wonderful man, and we've seen about 30. It was amazing. Love, Chrissy. Oh, that must have been really romantic. You didn't tell us what you caught, Chrissy, other than a cold. And morning from Pete in Wrexham. No, I didn't see anything either, he says. Oh, well. Keep him coming. I walk alone, I never try to stay in line. That is Lissy, and it's called... Cuckoo, cuckoo. 17 minutes past five is the time. Well, Alan Dedicote, of course, started this. Was it on Monday or Tuesday? I think it was on Tuesday when he got himself, well, his electronic gates jammed. And as it's happened to me before as well, you lose about 3 years of your life. And so we've had a being locked in saga. And my mother, this is from Roy Craig. Morning, Roy. My mother, who will be 81 this year, is still working as a cleaner at Cranley School. Well, good for mother. A couple of years ago, the matron told her to be careful about a particular toilet because the door had been reported as sticking. Well, I'm there before you. I'm there before you. Hold on a second. Mother, being curious, went in and, of course, she was stuck. She was unable to get out. Fortunately, she had her phone with her, was able to ring the matron and confirm the door did in fact stick. She was just doing essential research. She knew help was on its way when she heard three boys coming down the corridor singing, "Oh dear, what can the matter be? Peggy has got stuck in the lavatory." She still laughs about it, though. Good morning to the Reverend Michael Bailey. Bentley. Sorry, Michael. I think he's probably still stuck in that lavatory in Venice. Fleetwood Mac, but you knew that. Still pitch dark. It's 22 minutes past five. You've got a leg in a PJ. You're dressed, blimey. You're ahead of yourself. The Remote Patrol, what to listen and watch out for today. Only suggestions, of course. It's Friday the 13th of August. I know, Friday the 13th. Radio, well, at 6.30, there's Chain Reaction. It's a new series. The tag team interview show returns with actress and impressionist Ronnie Ann Kona, who talks to comedian Lee Mack, who in turn becomes the Inquisitor next week. Radio 2, the arts show with Claudia Winkleman and our dear friend Bobby Pryor. And Bobby, who has a long track record in producing shows at the Fringe. And guests include comedian Sarah Millican and Alex Horn. And on television on Channel 4 at 7.30, they've kept Claudia Lawrence's name alive. I mean, she just disappeared into the ether, didn't she? She was the chef, you'll remember. The first cut documentary follows family and friends as they search for Claudia Lawrence, who disappeared, as I said, just leaving not a trace. Claudia is one of 200,000 people who went missing in the UK in 2009. Then on BBC Four at 9.40, looking and sounding good on his 66 years, Ray Davies gives a rich performance of Waterloo Sunset, backed by the Crouch End Festival Chorus at this year's festival, a glorious gig with plenty of Kinks classics. And on BBC Two, Roger and Val have just got in. I don't know about this. Well, I do, because I've seen the trails, but I haven't seen the programme. 10 p.m, the new comedy series starring Dawn French. Is that the one with Alfred Molina? I think it is, isn't it? Tonight, Val comes home to find Roger agitatoed. She's committed the cardinal sin of leaving their evening meal in the conservatory fridge that's reserved for Roger's seedlings. Oh, I could see that causing a lot of problems. You know, we've got this sort of, rather grandly called the barn, where there's a deep freeze in it, and it's got all the much-beloved's worms and things for his fishing, along with my bread and stuff like that. I know. Films, oh, Sleepless in Seattle, one of my absolute all favourites of the whole time. That's 9 p.m. on Fiverr. A rom-com in which the two stars barely meet is unusual and might explain why Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks re-teamed 5 years later for You've Got Mail. Here, Nora Ephron's witty, heartfelt script ensures that neither is short of material on their journey to find each other, which starts when a widowed Hanks is advertised by his son on the radio. And another of my all-time favourites. Now, this, I have to say, you're going to have to concentrate on, because there's a real twist at the end. ITV1, 10:35 p.m, The Sixth Sense. If I may respectfully suggest that you record it, because when you've got to the end, you might want to watch it again the next day, because it's definitely worth two watches, let me put it like that. And let me know if you agree with me. Weekend highlights, well, I read an article about Stephen Tompkinson's Australian balloon adventure where he could have been killed. Sunday, ITV1, 7 p.m, and the actor explores the diverse landscape and wildlife of Australia and takes part in the country's largest ballooning competition. So there we are. Some good things. I don't know. Sixth Sense, I think, is the one for me. Brandon Flowers and Crossfire. We're coming up to 13 to 7. We've had a slight change of... we were going to have from the Clambake from Carousel, but we're going to have five guys. They could be gay, for all I know. Five gay guys named Mo. But it's really five guys named Mo, and I'll tell you about that in a mo. I'm falling in. It's Friday. The showbiz news. Well, isn't it unbelievable that Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer are in such a pickle. But the beleaguered Hollywood studio is close to sealing a deal which would allow Daniel Craig to return to the screen as James Bond. Wrangling over the fate of the debt-ridden studio had thrown its plans to make new films, including the next 007 adventure, into disarray. The 23rd Bond movie, has it been 23, had been due for release in 2012, the 50th anniversary of the first appearance of Ian Fleming's spy in Dr. No. But the producers, Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli, said earlier this year that work had been halted indefinitely because of uncertainty about MGM's future, and also cast a shadow over plans to film The Hobbit. The studio is now on the verge of a deal with Spyglass Entertainment, which was responsible for The Sixth Sense, which is on, I think, over the weekend, and Memoirs of a Geisha. So the deal is expected to go through within the next 2 days. So Bond will be saved. And this, a lot about the Edinburgh Festival, of course. And Callow's Shakespeare bestrides the festival. 4 stars for Simon Callow, the man from Stratford. And he's absolutely convinced that Shakespeare was, the plays of Shakespeare were written by Shakespeare. Because he said all this piffle about him not being educated. He went to the grammar school, for goodness sake, so apparently it's mesmerising. And I'm still standing, but only just. These are pictures in your paper today of Elton John, dressed entirely in black except for deck shoes, red deck shoes, and he's been needing a little help. Sir Elton John to you, Kennedy, as he reaches the end of the gangplank on his yacht. He's only 63. He's in the south of France. And looks as if he's making rather heavy weather of getting off his yacht, as I say. Well done for Hugh Laurie. He's renowned as a grumpy star. He's only 51, so he's packed in a humongous amount. And he gets $225,000 an episode for House. Jedward are set to chop off their trademark quiffs and become skinheads. Thank God for that. Newlywed Robbie Williams is making the ultimate sacrifice of the start of married life by letting the mother-in-law move in because she's having trouble with her mortgage repayments. That could be a bit of a mistake. I was molested by Donald Duck. A woman is suing Walt Disney World, claiming that she was groped and terrorised by Donald Duck. A Walt Disney spokesman said, "We have seen the plaintiff's complaint and we will respond appropriately." Stop it. How hard is it to be a stand-up comic? Oh, I think that is the hardest thing in the whole world. And as comedians converge on Edinburgh, Tanya Gold, a journalist, joins them on stage and finds that getting laughs isn't as easy as it looks. Paris Hilton is being sued for $22 million after wearing the wrong hair extensions. She's, I think, worn a rival's hair extensions. And then on to opera, which we don't often cover. Performances from the Royal Opera House will be available to watch at home within 3 years. Tony Hall, who's now the head of the Royal Opera House, I used to work with him at Television Centre, wants to make performances from Covent Garden, La Scala and New York available via video on demand to be watched on home television and or computers. And there's a picture of Bizet's Carmen. Now, getting to the facts, please give us some Mo. 5 guys named Mo gets 5 stars in Edinburgh. If this doesn't make it to London's West End after Edinburgh, I'll eat my spats, says the reviewer. And do you know, the one I saw, Theatre Royal Stratford East's revival of the 90s Louis Jordan hit, is quite simply a class act. With top draws singing and dancing. So here we are, as suggested by Linda Overton, and the clam bake from Carousel will come on Monday. I have a suggestion for a show tune, and I'd like 5 guys named Mo. What about that? Well, I think that's a very good idea. So they're all ready. All 5 guys line up. Yep.
It's showtime.
Getting rave reviews in Edinburgh, and let's hope it comes to London because it's such an uplifting show, that is. Choo Choo Kaboogie, and as one anonymous listener has just said, 5 gays named Glow. Well, thank you very much. I'm having the Friday I can't read or speak syndrome this morning. And going back to Florence McNightgown, Florence also invented the pie chart, much used today. I didn't know that, Andy Shutt in Warrington. She used it to show the improvements in nursing care, and Zorba Eisenhower as well. She was also arguably the mother of statistical analysis. clever girl. Commemorating her death 100 years ago to the day. Well, to the year. Guilty undertaker size. Child is Chinese. That is Bob, of course, and I hope you have a really, really wonderful weekend. And thanks to Anthony and his colleagues for everything that they've done for us. Keeping the old desk going. You for your wonderful contributions. You bite your tongue, you don't know. Just overlooked, James Morrison. Hope to see you Monday. If spared, of course. BBC Radio 2, online, on digital, and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 7 o'clock on Friday the 13th of August. Good morning, this is Moira Stewart. The NHS in England is facing a bill of £65 billion for new hospitals built over...
Sarah Kennedy and her last programme on BBC Radio 2. This is David Lloyd. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Don't forget there are two other Radio Moments podcasts. One is called Radio Moments This Week in History, which, as the title suggests, is a reflection on the last 7 days in radio history. That's issued weekly. And the other Radio Moments podcast is called Radio Moments Conversations, and that's an hour. Each one features somebody in radio who has made a difference reflecting on their life. So three Radio Moments podcasts. There's this one, Radio Moments Clips. There's Radio Moments This Week in History, and Radio Moments Conversations.